And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of July, 2009. It's the birthday of Ilias Canetti, born in Rusey, Bulgaria, 1905. He grew up speaking four languages by the time he was 10, spent his life in exile. The neighbors spoke Bulgarian, but the boy's first language was Ladino, an antiquated form of Spanish spoken by exiled Sephardic Jews in Greece and the Balkans. It's what his parents spoke to him at home. But when they wanted to be secretive and not be understood by others, they spoke to each other in German. So German became Ilias Canetti's third language, and the one that he loved the most. To him, German was a vehicle for conveying magical or secret knowledge, because that's what his parents had used it for. So he chose German, his third tongue, as the language that he would write in. And he's now considered one of the great writers of modern German literature. He grew up in England and Vienna and Zurich, and then his father died. His mother was worried that the boy would get soft, so she took him away from Zurich and into Frankfurt soon after the devastation of World War I. She felt that he should experience the realities of the aftermath of war. She didn't want him to study literature, so he studied chemistry, got his Ph.D. at the University of Vienna. And it was there in Vienna, on July 15, 1927, he experienced what he described as the most crucial day of his life. He was walking near the Palace of Justice. Demonstrators were out protesting a court verdict. Canetti said, "I became part of the crowd. I fully dissolved in it. I did not feel the slightest resistance to what the crowd was doing as they set the Palace of Justice on fire." He was just 22 years old, and he became obsessed with crowd mentality, spent 30 years working on his book, Crowds and Power. One of his two masterpieces, the other is his novel, Die Blendung, translated into English in separate books, The Tower of Babel and Auto da Fe. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1981. Ilias Canetti, who said, "I hear every language as if it were the only one, and when I hear of one that is dying, it overwhelms me as though it were the death of the earth." Here's a poem for today by Barbara Goldberg, entitled The Miracle of Bubbles. A woman drives to the video store to rent a movie. It is Saturday night. She is thinking of nothing in particular, perhaps of how later she will pop popcorn or hold hands with her husband and pretend they are still in high school. On the way home, a plane drops from the sky, the wing shearing the roof of her car, killing her instantly. Here is a death. It could happen to any of us. Her husband will struggle the rest of his days to give shape to an event that does not mean to be understood. Since memory cannot operate without plot, he chooses the romantic, how young she was, her lovely waist, or the ironic, if only she had lost her keys, stopped for pizza. At the precise moment the plane spiraled out of control, he was lathering shampoo into his daughter's hair, blonde and fine as corn silk, in love with his life, his daughter, the earth, for corn silk is how he thought of her hair, in love with the miracle of bubbles, how they rise in a slow dance, swell and shimmer in the steamy air, then dissolve as though they never were. The Miracle of Bubbles by Barbara Goldberg, from Cautionary Tales, published by Dryad Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.